January 2021, day one of the 7-day residential retreat conducted in Jamgur, certain time in the Western Australia. Through Zoom, we joined with Venerable Deity Gurudev Namjeeva Mahathero from Tiruvallur Sarnam Mission. We respectfully invite Swami Mahasaya for the introductory Dhamma talk after our paying respect to the Ante three times Swami Swami.
So, welcome everyone for the virtual retreat. And this is the first time we are meeting with the Perth meditators. And we had little experience with the Brisbane one and some other places. They were fairly successful, basically because due to the utter dedication of the meditators. So I hope this also will be very successful one. I am not going to give a formal talk today, but I would like to give a general introduction about the atmosphere of the virtual retreat, as well as the basic function of the formal talk, and how can we incorporate that into our meditative life. So this is called Sutta Anugrahita. That means you are facilitating your meditational journey with this theoretical understanding, or we call book knowledge or theory. So whenever we are having this kind of residential retreat, we each and everyone knows that how difficult for us to have such a full-time meditation time or dedicated time. And though it was difficult for us to earn this time, that itself will not make sure the success of this time. So the Buddha, after having so much of a direct experience, it was a tremendous task how to communicate this with another man from the street, another commoner. So with his omniscient knowledge, he summarized each and everyone individually as well as collectively, must make sure we all adhere into our moral code. We have to take care about our physical and verbal behavior. And that is much related to the ethics and the group action. So therefore, each and everyone must understand we must be morally have a base. We have a datum line. And eight precepts are the one usually we prescribe for residential retreatants. And that is the brief understanding about the Sila Anugrahita. That means the moral restraint. And once that is agreed, only the retreat organizer can conduct a retreat further. And for that, we must have this kind of a theory understanding. Here, the theory understanding is, we are not here in a workshop. We are not here for other learning purposes. The basic, I would like to say, even in the basic instruction, it has been mentioned, basically to develop mindfulness. In Pali, we call Satipatthana, or in English, we call establishment of mindfulness. So we may definitely take a recognized discourse of the Buddha to give a formal talks, but today I would like to take little time. How does that theory understanding while practicing is helpful? And to come back, I will come back to it. And just to cover the basic facilities are concerned, the third aspect each and everyone must know. We must know how to report our meditative experiences once we installed once we incorporated mindfulness. When we are sitting mindfully, what is the difference between normal sitting and the mindful sitting? When we are walking, pacing up and down for the sake of mindfulness, what is the difference between day-to-day walking and the pacing up and down for the mindful walking? And when we are doing retreat day-to-day chorus, we have to do some common duties as well as one's own personal things. Each and every aspect, we try to do it with the SMS mode. SMS means slowly, mindfully, silently. So there are, we feel, why I am very slow than the normal day, because that is to install mindfulness or to catalyze or facilitate mindfulness. And we are doing the purpose also, we are doing the job, we are doing the task also, for example, brushing our teeth and washing our hands and having other personal activities, each and everything we do mindfully and silently. Silent means that fairly in the Perth Chana Grove, this cooperation is fairly recommendable, good. Here the technical idea is, or the how you can internalize that is, you are listening to your own sounds. When you are entering into the hall, when you are preparing your sitting cushions, and when you are doing whatever may be, listening to one's own sound is a very good way to have self-awareness. So others may reckless and may create unwanted sounds, or there may be cracky noises from the door or birds or kind of thing. That we are listening silently, but we are basically learning, listening, how much we emit sounds, voices and other things. So we try to reduce it. And likewise, we internally, we observe ourselves as if we are in front of a video camera. How is our performance while walking mindfully, while sitting mindfully, while doing activities day-to-day mindfully. And so this kind of the difference, mindful sitting, mindful walking and the mindful day activities, when you are writing, you have to write it like a young child learning at grade 4. That means age 9, 10. You are looking at yourself completely from the different perspective, as if you are observing yourself. So therefore, this expression, this communication, this writing report or journal maintenance is very important in this meditation retreat. We call it the interviews or sakaccha anugahita, the dialogue. That the special thing that we are doing compared with the other places is we do in a common interviews. Therefore, you may write a little report with respect to your best sitting, mindful sitting, and best walking session, and whatever you noticed in the day-to-day activities, and you put into the box, and the reader will present it and anonymously, and we are openly take the question and take the answer. So sometimes you may get benefited from the others, those who are raising the question, or sometimes the common answers, and you also will learn how to write and what to write. So we have to be very patient, just like a new child going to school and learning how to read, write, and all the kind of thing. So this is very important, because otherwise we are in utter miscommunication with our body, miscommunication with other people. That is called emotional illiteracy. We are living in our own bubbles. But when you are in the common ground of moral precepts and the common ground of mindful observation, we try to learn a new art, emotional intelligence or emotional literacy, and you see how much it is difficult to directly write something, directly express something, and we have a lot of commentaries, we have a lot of interpretations, and all these things are distorting our basic communication or basic experience sharing with the other meditators. And therefore, be patient, don't get much serious, but this is a serious thing. So day by day, we will be learning how to write, how to report, and how to participate in this dialogue. That is the way we make it very dynamic, we make it very lucid, sharing ourselves. For that, we have prepared some standard videos, how to sit, how to do walking meditation or mindful walking, how to brush your teeth, how to have a bath, how to eat, and all the kind of thing using young children. And they have basically done in Melbourne, and we must be thankful. And we are using that heavily for the mindful teaching process in Sri Lanka as well as in other countries. And being elders, don't be hesitant to look at it, because we try to put all the information possible. So 4 minutes video clip will give so much of information. And likewise, you also must learn how to report. That is without your interpretation, without you are just directly reporting. When you're placing the leg on the carpet or a cement or in a sandy area, and when you are lifting and different parts, or when you are breathing in and out, or when you are while sitting, how do you feel the expansion and the contraction of the body against the clothing you have, and what you see, what you hear. So it is like as if you are going to the Saturn and you are reporting back, this is the situation, what I am experiencing now, without adding, without coloring your emotions. So direct reporting, that is the most important part, what I learned from Burma and from the Pandita Sayadaw, Upandita. And I have never seen such a person who can directly communicate and teach others. And once these precepts and the theory understanding and the communication or interviews are being straightened, once we become like a family, we become like a like-minded people, then very easy we feel a confidence among our group, and we know the timetable. And then when we are sitting, everyone is sitting. When we are doing walking, everyone is walking. So it is very conducive. Specifically, a Janagrava atmosphere is very conducive for the concentration as such, or to advert the mind to one desired object. So it is an important aspect. Because when you are looking at the whole world, we don't know which one is the priority. So therefore, we are very shallow. We are very superficial. So that's also necessary to understand. We are in Perth. We are in a retreat. We are in the retreat center. But when you are sitting and try to focus to the pinpointed to one particular phenomena or aspect, their penetration happen only when the mindfulness is sustained. The sustainable mindfulness is called, therefore, concentration. And the talks on the Magandhya Sutta definitely will help us how the Buddha communicate with us to make such a adverting of the mind, focusing of the mind, avenuing of the mind, and the directing our mind, and how to know whether the mind is really adverted, whether the mind is really focused onto the particular object that you have named. That we call kammatthana or meditative object. And that touching of the particular object with the mindfulness is an immediate experience. That is, only human being can experience it and share it with. And when such a contact happens, it is like a magnet is attracting a piece of iron like. The iron is got and stuck with. So likewise you feel, and that you may do, you may feel of course in a momentary way and occasional, but your whole personality, whole effort, whole restraint is to maintain these thought moments one after the other, one after the other, same object with the mindfulness, and then completely different thing happens. Your observed mind and the observing mind and the observed object naturally become closer and closer and closer and closer. That is we call vigilance, that is we call diligence. And if you are well prepared, if you are well taught, you have a chance, you have a kind of a maneuvering power to just to peep in, just to come close into the object, and you can see whenever the observing mind is reaching the object, the shape of the object, the manner of the object, the natural characteristic of the object, fast changing. So usually uninstructed mind get disturbed due to these changes and the unexpected things. But the talks and the interviews are to tell, more you come closer, more you are to accommodate the shapes and the manners and the natural characteristic. As if you put a slide into the microscope and go for different magnitudes, then you can see the same object with the high magnitude, nothing you can see by your naked eye. It's a completely different picture. So you are from the naked eye, 5 multiplied by 5, 10, 40, like when it is increasing, if you can explain as if it is happening, that is we call science. That is we call probe. That's we call penetration. But our mind never interpret as such, because mind is reacting naturally to see these changes, see these shapes and the manners and the natural characteristics. So while you are coming closer and closer with the object, you observe it, different shapes, different manners and different natural characteristics. So you don't believe the changes of the object is exactly the same changes of your observing mind. That's the point where the quantum physics and everything going to happen. So not only that you are forgetting about the rest of the world, not only you are keeping the object with view with, but when you come closer and closer, it's an acceleration, it's a momentum of the mindfulness, and then the phenomena we call concentration, and then you can see the changes. So if you are refusing changes, easily when you are writing, you are worried and you are disturbed and you don't know how to write. But the talks and the interviews will invite you to go prepared for these changes. So whenever you see observed object changes as well as observer's mind is changing. Usually we think other way around. So it is reciprocally happening. That part we call wisdom training. We go utterly prepared. We go completely be prepared, keeping view with one object as if it is a wall paint. And coming closer and closer and closer, it appears like holographic. You can put the hand through and it's three-dimensional. Then these kind of things happen. So without getting excited and just to do it 1001 time is called wisdom training. And that part, everyone of us have the same capacity, but we have never used it because we are so stuck and we are so streamlined and the inner rut. We can't see the same object in different viewpoints, different distances, different penetration. But young children, they are very, very endowed with. They are very, very open with. So that is why we have to assume as young children we call beginner's mind. And then you can see your attitudes of the object, how quickly it is changing, as far as the distance reduce, as far as the time period you keep in view with increase. So space and time is make a huge difference. But first day, second day, you are just making alignments of your power line. And when the power line straighten and the thing happen, it won't take time as such. But your alignment will take. So we have to be very patient at the beginning and do repetitively regular sitting, walking, and day-to-day activities, listening to talks, and interview, writing your interview reports. And then you can see huge chances for you to reshuffle. You have to disclaim. You have to be prepared for anything to happen. That is, we call the rejuvenation or changes of our epigenetics, changes of our structure of the brain. So we have to believe the brain is having the plasticity rather than rigid. Or our even at epigenetics level, changes can happen, but if you are ready to accommodate. So Magandhya Sutta is a good one in that sense, meditators only can absorb the real sap, real juice. Otherwise, it is just a reading material. But while we are practicing and while you are reporting, I will try my best to incorporate individual understanding of the object, different perspectives, different shapes and the manners, and how much of a experience of a one yogi, one practitioner, is shareable. How much others can understand, because we are practicing together. So this understanding is contagious. It is just like corona. If one person can experience and share with others, and then others get the like-minded, get the good vibrations. So that is the places like Janagrove is well seasoned for that. So therefore each and everyone must understand the meditation is going to give only the purification of my mind and body. Yes, that is also one of the main way of expressing the benefits of meditation, but you are meditating for the whole humanity. At least for the group, we are meditating. And we are in such a conscious army, every person meditating in the world is contributing towards the calming down of the global warming and reducing the ozone layer destruction and internal and external pollution. So therefore, don't think it is a personal thing. We are in a closed door inside. We are just peeping and all the kind. But it is not the case. The case is once a human, experience it and try to share it with unconditionally, others feel it. Others can understand. That is the way we have been conditioned so far. Badly, of course, by education. But this is de-learning, this is de-conditioning, and our fellow being, or myself, occasionally see things as they are. And that very thing we have to express, directly without coloring, without interpretation. And that is the way the discussion happened, and that is why I am also talking. So it is not a very, very difficult task. Difficult task is not the experience, but the communication. Because we are expressing in a such a conditioned language, and we try to show emotions. So in technical writing, we try to, if emotions available, you can write it, no problem. Telling I felt good, I felt bad, I was happy, I was not happy. But as far as you are mentioning it, the damage is less. But more and more you have to practice, specifically with a big group, if you are practicing, easily we can understanding this coloration, this emotional coloration, how much it is distorting. So it is if it is limited to yourself, no problem. But when you are in the society, how much in our sharing is misled or have some agenda behind. So keep your report as to the what is under the nose experience. Of course, it is a difficult task. So we'll try together. And when the individual reports and the formal talks on the Magandhya Sutta comes, hope it will instrumental for someone to get into the meditation, into the mindfulness track. And whenever it is come back to the mindfulness, we feel we are in a comfort zone. We feel least friction. Because whatever happening, we are just observing. So least frictional path, some Westerners explain as choiceless awareness. You are just observing what is happening without a premeditated or your particular choice. You just observe or evenly suspended attention. So that is the way you are looking at the phenomena or anything physical, verbal happening, and material and immaterial. Look at it from the new eye, as if a third umpire in the crickets, not the main umpire, not the leg umpire, but the video camera. Video camera is unbiased. Umpires are fairly human. They have with the human error. So you must understand, and whenever question happen, you can see action replay, slow motion. And that is what we are going to do in the time. So I would like to sum up my today's instructional or introductory talk with this. Thank you very much for your listening, your attention.
We have been wanting to pay our respects and share aid with you. Four kinds of Vandana, thank you.
On that. Good.
Barakatam Punyan Samyadhi Mabdham.
Sadhu, sadhu. Anumodami.
Samyadhatam Punyan Mabdham.
Sadhu. Anumodi Tabbam.
Sadhu.
Kamami kamitabbam. Suvapatvitta. May you all be healthy, wealthy and happy. Sukhi hotu. May you all healthy, wealthy and happy. Sukhi hotu. You may all be attentively listen what I am telling. It is a kind of a sharing merits and the blessings from the Sangha, and listen carefully, attentively. Abhivadana silissa nichang vadda pachayino chattaro dhamma vaddanti ayuvanno sukhang balang ayurarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevacha ato nibbana sampatti minate samijjatu.